This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two hospitals in western Wisconsin closed today. HSHS announced in January it would close Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Prevea Health is also closing its clinics across western Wisconsin this spring. Wisconsin's childcare industry could run out of government subsidies in June of next year. After that, Governor Evers says there could be trouble for Wisconsin childcare centers, the workers who depend on them, and the businesses that depend on the workers.
This is no hyperbole going on here. There will be lots of people that will be going out of business, and we can't afford it as a state.
More with Evers on the Empowered Caregiver this weekend on Civic Media. Political advertisements in Wisconsin with content made by artificial intelligence will now have to have a disclaimer. The bipartisan bill is designed to help voters decide whether what they see is true or not. It's one of 54 bills Governor Evers signed into law yesterday. Wisconsin voters could add two amendments to the state constitution on April 2nd. One would outlaw private donations to local election officials. Sam Liebert is with the group All Voting is Local. He's urging people to vote no.
There's so much concern about third-party funding. Let's have that discussion in the state budget, at our local levels.
The other question would specify who can legally serve as a poll worker in Wisconsin. Democrats say the amendments would make it harder to vote. Republicans say they'd promote election integrity. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz says she won't recuse herself from a case about voting on wheels. She denied a request for recusal yesterday, even though the court hasn't decided if it'll take the case. Conservatives are suing the city of Racine, claiming a voting van to collect absentee ballots was illegal. Wisconsin got off to a snowy start to the day. The National Weather Service issued a winter weather advisory for most of the state through mid-morning. The Department of Transportation was asking drivers to slow down and leave plenty of room for snowplows. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Spring snow will persist through midday. It could be heavy at times, with most folks seeing between 3 and 5 inches by the time it's all over. There have already been a number of spinouts and crashes, with officials telling drivers to go slow and to give yourself plenty of room to stop. There are some closures. You should check with your local school or organization. Additional snow is in the forecast for Sunday and into early next week. A 91-year-old man was arrested after he allegedly took off after a fatal hit and run in West Dallas yesterday. The incident near 62nd and National resulted in a 63-year-old woman being killed. She was hit by a car while crossing the street. The driver, the 91-year-old man, fled the scene but was arrested with the help of a witness. The case is being reviewed by the Milwaukee County District Attorney for potential charges. Milwaukee County leaders spent a good chunk of time talking about the Middle East this week. The Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. It was only after an amendment was added that the body included language about the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. It was close with a 10-8 vote. Dozens of other communities in the country have used time to address the international matter. There's a website where you can see if your name is on the recall Voss paperwork. The Assembly Speaker has filed a challenge against the recall effort, claiming the recall petitions were plagued with fraud, with allegations of forced signatures and addresses that could not be verified. The initial review by the Wisconsin Elections Commission found that recall organizers may have fallen short of the required number of valid signatures. The Pride of Pewaukee takes the court again tomorrow at 6:10. In a stunning NCAA tournament game last night, Jack Golke from Pewaukee, playing for Oakland University, beat a better-ranked Kentucky team. Golke's performance saw him sink 10 three-pointers and made him an overnight social media sensation. Marquette and the Badgers play today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Badger women in the Frozen Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey team, led by Kirsten Sims, are in New Hampshire for the Frozen Four, looking to repeat as national champions. They face off tonight against Colgate. Badgers head coach Mark Johnson.
Obviously, the magnitude of the game are higher. Everybody can see the finish line now. There's only four teams left, and the season's over on Sunday, and somebody's going to be a national championship Sunday afternoon, early evening.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Giants last night, 7-6. That snapped Milwaukee's five-game winning streak. NBA, the Bucks down the Nets, 114-108. Giannis able to play after missing two games with a sore hamstring. March Madness, it's the Badgers and James Madison University. Wisconsin back in the big dance for the first time in 2 years. Max Klesman asked if they're excited for tonight's game.
For sure. Yeah, no, I can't wait. I can't wait to just go out there and shoot around and, like, put up a shot at the March Madness logo during the shoot around.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Patricia Ward Kelly is ending a long drought of people having no idea who she is. Ward Kelly was a TV writer in her mid-20s in 1985 when she met Hollywood legend and Singin' in the Rain star Gene Kelly, who was in his mid-70s. Oof. But the widow Kelly said she never considered their age difference. They fell in love but took things slow, marrying 5 years later, which would have put Kelly in his 80s. Whew. If ever there was a time to rush into something. There will be a third and final Downton Abbey film coming to theaters. The New York Post reports Imelda Staunton, who plays Lady Maud Bagshaw, will return, as will Oscar nominee Paul Giamatti, who returns as Harold Levinson. Staunton let the news of the threequel slip in an interview with the BBC. She says she doesn't care if she wasn't supposed to say anything or gets in trouble for doing so. Now that's just cheekiness for cheekiness' sake. Pete Davidson will not be returning for a second season of Bupkis, but it's Davidson who is pulling the plug on The Peacock Show, which is a semi-autobiographical look at his life. Davidson says he wants that chapter of his life to be over, which wouldn't be so bad, except that fans of the show will be left in the lurch since season one ended with a car crash in which his character's fate was uncertain. Not a good sign when even the star of the show doesn't care what happens to the main character. It was a great run for Jeopardy rock star Ben Chan, but all good things must come to an end. The St. Norbert philosophy professor went on a Jeopardy run that saw him finish 16th all-time in regular play with over $250,000 in winnings and 25th all-time with $354,000 in change. In addition to all his winnings, Chan hosted several watch parties in the Green Bay area where he was cheered on by local folks. Thanks for letting us be part of your fun ride, Ben. Now, how about Alone? A new trailer dropped for American Horror Story, Delicate Part 2. In the trailer, Kim Kardashian and Emma Roberts play best friends who share a kiss. Fans attacked Kardashian's acting ability on multiple platforms soon after, and the New York Post reports that the comments on social media were overwhelmingly negative. People on social media reacting negatively? Whoever heard of such a thing? The 12th season of the popular FX show drops April 3rd and can be streamed the next day on Hulu. The Boss is back. The New York Post reports Bruce Springsteen has resumed his tour that was paused due to multiple illnesses that started last August, 2 days after I saw him live. Winning! One of the illnesses was undisclosed. The other two were peptic acid disease and COVID-19. The Boss is officially back playing his typical three-hour shows in multiple cities and countries over the next 9 months, unless he comes down with rickets or scurvy. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow, and that will continue this morning, ending by early to mid-afternoon. We could get another couple of inches, maybe 3 to 4 in spots by the time it winds down. 34 today, north wind at 5 to 15 by this afternoon. Tonight, 25. Tomorrow, 34 with more rain and snow in the works for next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WAUKradio.com.